Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 56 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image, 28J, spending the night of June 2nd at the New Albany Hotel in Albany, Georgia. That said Lehman does not state where it was that the said statement was made by me on June 20th, 1913. I unqualifiedly state that I never, on June 2, 0th.1913, or on any other date, made any such statement to Lehman or to anyone else. On June 19th, 1913, I was at Opelika, Ayla, and Columbus, Georgia, and on the 20th, I was at Columbus, Chipley, and Catala, Georgia, and drove from Catala to Waverly Hall by private conveyance, and from Waverly Hall, I went to Atlanta, arriving in Atlanta at 10:20 p.m. via Southern Railway. I have no recollection of having seen the said Lehman on the said date, and I positively deny that I ever gave expression in his presence or elsewhere to the sentiment or language attributed to me in his affidavit, given by him on September 19, 1913, before Robert Patterson, Notary Public, Fulton County, Georgia. I remember, independently of the entries made on the book hereto attached and marked Exhibit C, my whereabouts on June 20, 1913, after having refreshed my memory from said entries which were made by me and which I know to be correct, that I have read the depositions purporting to have been made by one C.P. Stauff before Sig Tittlesum, Commissioner. The said Stauff does not give in his depositions any definite time or place, except he says he heard me make certain statements about the time that Connolly was reported to have made a statement and on some streetcar. I have a slight acquaintance with the said Stauff, having known him casually about 6 years. I am not intimate with him and do not recall having had any conversation with him on the College Park streetcar. I never made in the presence of the said Stauff, at the place given or at any other place and time, the statements attributed to me. On October 4th, 1913, in the forenoon, after the newspapers of the city of Atlanta had carried a report of the deposition as given by the said Stauff in the presence of H.L. Bennett, that the said Stauff in his depositions had lied, and the said Stauff did not resent this statement, that I have read the affidavit of Samuel Aaron, purporting to have been made on the 3rd. Day of October 1913, in which the said Aaron states that about 2 days after the indictment of the said Leo M. Frank, said Aaron heard me at the Elks Club in the